This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In a step that would have seemed unthinkable just 2 weeks ago, a majority of the Minneapolis City Council pledged to disband the police department. A member of the Minneapolis Council said on Twitter that a veto-proof majority of the MPLS City Council publicly agreed that the Minneapolis Police Department is not reformable and that we're going to end the current policing system. At a rally in the city, council members said that they plan to invest in community-led safety initiatives instead of the police department. The outpouring of outrage and demand for sweeping police reforms, followed by the May 25th killing of Floyd, the 46-year-old black man who died after being pinned by the neck for nearly 9 minutes by white officers' knees. A bystander's cell phone captured the scene as he pleaded with the officer, choking out the words, "I can't breathe." Two other policemen helped hold Floyd down while a fourth stood watch between onlookers and the other officers. This is not just a measure, though, suggested by the Minneapolis leaders. Protesters have been making the demand to defund the police as they show their anger at the police custody death of George Floyd and other black Americans killed by police officers. What does it mean exactly, though? It's not necessarily about gutting police department budgets. Supporters of the idea say it's time for the country to address systemic issues in policing and Americans spend more on what communities need, like housing and education. Protesters again make that demand for defunding the police as they show their anger at the police custody death of George Floyd. And U.S. President Donald Trump has been using the emergence of the defund the police slogan as an opportunity to brand his opponents as soft on crime. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.